Now, the rest of the story. 40 years ago, Reed Stout was principal and athletic coach and sometimes school bus driver for the Bedford Agricultural School in Lambertville, Michigan. The 150-student school encompassed kindergarten through 12th grade. Everything the youngsters knew about football and baseball and basketball and track they learned from Reed Stout. Now, one crisp autumn day, October 1948, Reed was driving the Bedford school bus. He had just dropped off some students after school at the corner of Douglas and Dean Streets. He was about to pull away from the curb. Suddenly, he noticed some boys and girls on the sidewalk craning their necks, apparently looking at something directly in front of the bus. Reed glanced forward out the windshield. He saw nothing. He was about to drive off when he had an inexplicable sensation, a feeling that he must go no farther. So Reed reset the handbrake. He asked one of the students on the bus to get off and investigate. The child did, and called back that there was a little girl in front of the bus, a little girl crouching in the path of the right front wheel. Well, Reed was astonished. He looked out the windshield again, moving his forehead right up against the windshield this time. Still, he saw nothing. Reed turned off the engine. He got out of the bus himself. He looked down at the right front wheel in stunned horror, because there, stooping to gather her fallen school books and scattering papers, oblivious to what had almost happened, fortunately unharmed, was a blonde, blue-eyed Susie Hetzel, age 9. Still unaware of any danger, Susie looked up and said, "Oh, hello, Mr. Stout." Overcome with emotion and relief, where no one could see deep down inside, Reed Stout then and there cried. And then he admonished little Susie and sent her on her way. And she was all the way across the street before Reed turned on the ignition and left the curb. Now that evening, still visibly shaken, the principal coach bus driver went home and told his wife, "I almost ran over a child today." At supper, he could not eat. In bed, he could not sleep. The rest of the week, he could not concentrate. To anyone who would listen, he would retell the story of the tragedy he had almost caused, of the anguish which even now he suffered, and of how his conscience would give him no peace until he had solved the dilemma of the school bus driver's blind spot. 1 year of pondering and experimenting led nowhere, until he was visiting a neighbor's backyard and saw a decorative, shiny, reflective sphere on top of a piece of pottery which the neighbor had given him, and which Reed then cut in half and mounted on the hood of the Bedford school bus. For as long as you can remember, you have seen those convex mirrors on school buses, those bellied-out reflectors, those convex reflectors that give the driver a wide-angle view. Well, you have just met the school bus driver inventor who started it all. His name was Reed Stout. He made no headlines. He erased them. And now you know the rest of the story.